Yeah, I mean, one of the ideas of the Chaim Ten Patach we mentioned yesterday, I just want to just to underline it, the idea that the that there's no contradiction between the fact that the Osechu Amaguda Achas Lasas Ritzoncha Belevo Sholem, which means that everybody's unified in one objective, one goal, and there's no difference between any of the people. That's not a contradiction to the fact that the that there are certain features that Am Yisrael has and that Tzaddikim have. It's not a contradiction. Not a contradiction. I just want to mention another point, the fact that we said that the V'chein Tein Patach is on the Gula Asida. And if you take a look in the Arts HaTfilos mentions it, really. But I found something interesting. I remember going on the Rav Shir, and somebody asked the Rav, why do we say Shvelcha Maschal Agaya? Fellow is a bit of a liberal. And he was disturbed by it. I remember the exact words of the, I don't remember exactly what the Rav answered him at that time, but the real reason for Shvecha Mascha is because Gula Asida. Is Gula Asida, the same idea of Gula Asida. And it's interesting, I found in the, and I got a Shel Pesach that has quotes from the Rishonim. One of them is a quote, actually from two Rishonim, Rav Yehuda ben Yakar, who was one of the Balei HaKabbalah, who was a chaver of the two Balei HaKabbalah, who were the Rebbe of the Ramban in Kabbalah, real Balei HaKabbalah. So he says, and the Ritva, and they both say the same thing. They say, why do you say Shvelcha Maschal Agayim? So they say, because Lo Lanu is Medaber Ala Osid. As you know, I mean, the third coast is on Gula Asida. And he says, V'ikir ha-ge'ula, this is repeated by Ben Yakar, V'ikir ha-ge'ula t'luya b'malchus chayeves sheteyaker. B'malchus chayeves sheteyaker. You see? That's the Ikir ha-ge'ula. And the Ritva says the same thing. Ritva says, "She'ikir gula seinu teluya b'churban keren malchusam." Okay, I'm reading the Bereishis Rabba. Same quote, and from Daniel. Okay, v'chein anovi yomer kine achoshech yichas eretz v'rafa leumim v'layich yizrach harashem mechvod olayich yira. That's the same idea. That's the Ikir. Why is the Ikir gula? Because Kashah Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mishpat Im Harashayim Mishmona Skadish. Mishmona Skadish. That principle is derived from Az Yashar. Okay. It's right. The Kovda Bafar of Chochela. It's about the Kriya Sam. The Kovda Bafar, right. That's the Gula Hasida, right there. The Nodati. Okay? That's exactly. That's Rashi. That's Chazal. He kovda b'far. Why does he single? Well, why does Rashi singles out Havu Lashem b'nei Elam? He says, Haskiru lefonav ha'esonim. Haskiru lefonav ha'esonim. What it means like this, it means, you see, when it comes to gvuros, so that's self-understood. Because you maskir God's omniscience and his omnipotence, that's gvuros. And then the third bracha is Kiddush is Hashem. Okay, Kiddush Hashem. So we understand that. Those are philosophical principles. But in Avos, there's something more there. You see, because what is Avos really? Avos is Hashgacha. It's Hashgacha. But you notice that they call the bracha Avos. They don't call the bracha Hashgachaso. Really, it should be Hashgachaso, Uzo, and Kvochmo. Right? But the first bracha is called Avos. Why is it called Avos? Why is it called Avos as opposed to to being called Hashgachaso, you see. Because apparently, that's what they derive from the pasuk. That it says, Havu Hashem b'nei Elam is telling you the manner in which it is appropriate to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like this, we wouldn't, by ourselves, we wouldn't say that you could be Masker HaBasav Adam. Who gives you a right to Masker HaBasav Adam? You Masker Gvoros is Gvoros Hashem, and abstract. And Hashgacha perhaps also, we should only Masker Hashgachas Hashem. What right do you have to be maskier an individual? To maskier an individual in the bracha. You have to have reshus for such a thing. You can't just do it by yourself. So that's what Chazal say. That's derived from the pasuk. Havol Hashem b'nei Elam. So the pasuk says that the Navi says it's appropriate to use the avos as a medium of being maskir shvacha shel makom in the framework of his hashgacha. That's a problem. That's why Rashi comments on avos. That's why it's called avos. What's called avos really? Should we call hashgachas or not? Because the pasuk, the Navi teaches us that this is appropriate. On your own, you couldn't say such things. You maskir shvacha shel makom, so hashgacha. Who gives you right to mention the pasuk adam, the people, individuals? No, the pasuk says no. That's the appropriate way to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Havol Hashem b'nei Elam. That the Hashgacha should be demonstrated through those perfected individuals, namely the Avos. You see, that's the lingo. Okay. It's true, but the thing is, what Chazal are telling us that you derive from the pasuk is that there's a kiyum. There's a kiyum in being maskir the Avos. That's Havol Hashem b'nei Elam. It's a kiyum. If the being maskir the individuals, the avos, you see, is itself a kiyum in shvach hashamar. Havol Hashem b'nei Elam. That's a limud. You need a limud for that. B'nei Elam. That the Torah, in other words, the pasuk is telling you how to do it. What form you should use in being maskir the hashgacha. The form is b'nei Elam. Form is avos. That's the limit. Right? In other words, the kedusha yom means that it's not enough. It's not enough to be shoves mamlocha. That's the physical. That's the physical demonstration of the yom. The physical manifestation of the yom. But it means to say that the yom demands also an amira of kedusha yom. And the Amir has to be, of course, like we said, in the framework of Tefillah. Okay, Lifnei Hashem. Must be Lifnei Hashem. There must be a Lifnei Hashem which enunciates the Kedusha of the Yom. And that's all. And every Yontif. So it requires an Amira of the Kedusha of the Yom. An Amira of the Kedusha of the Yom. So Rabbi Lezer learned that Shabbosah. Kiyum of Shabbason is not the abstention from Malacha, but it's the positive, the intellectual component of the enunciation and the realization of the Kedusha Sayyam. Okay, that's Shabbason. So Hiel Shabbason is really the expression of the Odom, of the Tzelem Elokim, expressing the idea of Shvisa. So that's the Kedusha Sayyam. Okay. Right, that's Rabbi Elazar. And Mikra Kodesh, she says, is what? Kasheva Sis Malacha. Okay. All right. Now, we're going to continue. Not first. Right? He's primary. He's more primary. Because, of course, without Shvisa Malacha, there's no Shabbos. I mean, the whole Shabbos is... is breaking the Shri Samlacha. So that's primary. Okay, that's everything. All right, so what's the machlekes? That's the question. So the question, of course, is what exactly is the definition of Mikra Kodesh? That's the question. What is the definition of Mikra Kodesh? It's interesting, Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in Shavuos. Ki vayom ze yechap alechem. So the Braisa says like this. So the Braisa says, okay, what? After the Gimel went off. So the Braisa says like this. Yochol lo yeh yeh makpor mechaber elin kenis anabo v'karo mikra kodesh v'lo asabo malacha. Lo is anabo v'lo karo mikra kodesh. V'asabo malacha minayin. I didn't know it's mechaber anyways, even though he violated Yom Kippur. Talmud lama Yom Kippur mo mikomar. Okay, that's Rebbe Shit. So Rashi says, what's the pshat lo karo mikra kodesh? So Rashi says, Lo kiblo bibirchos of lomar mekadesh Yisrael v'yom kippur. And it's interesting, Rashi in the Chumash also says, you got Rashi, amazing thing. It's not, for some reason they took out the Rashi from the regular Chumash. But the Rashi, what? On Paskanach, yeah. Paskanach. Rashi says, my first of all, Mikra kodesh kachev b'ksus nekiyo b'tfilo. It's funny, the Rashi omitted the Rashi for some reason from the one volume Chumash. I don't know why. It's in Perek Chav Gimel, Chav Zayin. Pasuk Chav Zayin. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they put it in Rashi in Lamed Hay. They put it back in Lamed Hay. Okay, good. As long as they're, all right. Yeah. It's funny. So, okay. So yeah, so you see, so Rashi holds that tefillah is the raisa. Rashi holds that tefillah and yantif is the raisa. So Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says lo koro mikra kodesh pirush bekunchish lo kibla lo bebrachos of loma mekarish shel v'yom kippur. He says vein nira lo ashkechin brachos v'yom kippur de lahav the raisa. We don't find that it's that brachos v'yom kippur are the raisa. The nira lo Rabbeinu Tam koro mikra kodesh. What does it mean? What does it mean if he's karo mikra kodesh or low karo mikra kodesh? So he says karo mikra kodesh means shemodesh shebezn kitshu v'shoves memalacha b'shvil kedushas hayom. All right. The low karo mikra kodesh shein shoves machmas kedushas hayom ela machmas shemes atzel lasses malacha. Funny thing. So you see, Rabbeinu Tam holds. It's an interesting Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds. There's a difference. Between a person keeping yomtiv because of mikra kodesh, or if he just happens to be misatzel and he doesn't do malacha. It's an amazing thing in Rabbeinu Tam. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it comes out that if a person, it comes out that the shvisa mimalacha on yomtiv, it requires kavana. Because that's what he's saying, because the Gemara is saying, if you didn't keep Yom Kippur, low karo mikra kodesh. He violated Yom Kippur. How did he violate Yom Kippur? He didn't do a single thing. But he didn't keep it because of what? Because of Kedushas Hayom. And Rabbeinu Tam adds something else over there. Rabbeinu Tam says, he says, Shemode shebezn kitshu v'shoves memlocha b'shvul Kedushas Hayom. Why does he have to have bezn? Why does bezn mean kodesh for? That's what Bantam holds. Bantam holds that every yomtiv, you have to think, when you shoveis, you have to think, I'm being shoveis, why? Because Bezin was Mekadosh, and that's why I'm being shoveis, and that's the key of Mikra Kodesh. And if you don't do it for that reason, it's low koro Mikra Kodesh, he's Misatzel. It's an amazing Rabbeinu Tam. It's an amazing Rabbeinu Tam. And he's mevatel the essay of Mikra Kodesh. I mean, they're not, that's a separate essay, but it's not saved. Mevatli Asay of Mikra Kodesh. Okay? It's an amazing Rabbeinu Tam. What? He has to have positive Kavana? That's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying? And that's what the Gemara is saying for Rabbeinu Tam. If on Yom Kippur he wasn't Misaneh, and he's also Bomalacha, and Lo Koro Mikra Kodesh. Lo Koro Mikra Kodesh means, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he violated Yom Kippur. It's an interesting thing. Look, of course, according to him, Lois on air, yeah, it doesn't mean you have to order them. Low karma, doesn't mean you have to offer it. It means either one, right? But if he's low karma mikra kodesh, so he's in violation. It's an amazing thing. Every yontif's like that. So what does that mean? What does a bein atam mean? He asked me, Moda the bezin was mikadesh. Well, what do you need to do for bezin? It's an interesting thing. So what is Rabbein Atam saying? Rabbein Atam is saying really the same thing as the Ramban says in the Chumash. As Ramban defines Mikra Kadosh in the Chumash. It's an amazing thing. Shneim kivnu l'dov recha. Rabbein Atam and the Ramban. Both say the exact same thing. Now what is the definition of Mikra Kadosh? Mikra Kadosh means, it's like the Ramban says, it's like a guest that was invited. You have an invitation and you respond to the invitation. That's what the Ramban says. That's Mikra Kadosh. So it means, and that's what the Ramban says, that Yomtif, Kedushas Yomtif, has nothing to do with Shabbos. So they're completely distinct from Shabbos. A different idea. There's no Sheikhas, he says. So the only reason Torah mentions Shabbos over there is because that's the prototype. Chilul in the Mikra Kadosh. But in terms of the idea of Yomtif, it has nothing to do with Shabbos. The idea of Yomtif is that Bezdin has to initiate a Yom Kadosh, and Klal Yisrael has to respond. That's the essence of the Kedushas Yomtif. So Rabbeinu Tam says the same thing. It's an amazing thing. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Ramban, that's the concept of Mikra Kadosh. Mikra Kadosh means that we respond to the calling, so to speak, to the announcement and the invitation that the Bezdin gives us to render this a Yom Kadosh. So therefore on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, if a person just sleeps, it's no problem. But on Yom Tov, if he just abstains from Malacha haphazardly, not because of the fact that he was summoned to do so, you see, responding to the summoning of the Bezdin, then it lacks in his low karmic recovery. It's an amazing time. Unbelievable thing. That's Rabban. Rabban and Rabban both say the same thing. That's the definition of mikra kadosh. Ramban says, a big Ramban on Chaf Gimel Beis. He says, Kiena Shabbos b'chol mo'ed Hashem klal. And that's why he says, that's what Chacham says. Mine is Shabbos etzel mo'ed. It's two different concepts. One is no shechs of the other. Rak samcha kosev lahem. V'tam mikroi kodesh sheyiyu b'yom, because it's the model. It's the model for the other. V'tam mikroi kodesh is sheyiyu b'yom azeh kulam kruim v'ne'esofim l'kadesh yosol. Ki mitzvah hi al Yisrael li kaveitz b'veis elokim b'yom moed. L'kadesh ha'yom b'farhesya b'tfila v'halel l'keel b'ksus nekiya v'lasos oso yom mishtev v'simcha k'mo shenemer b'kabola l'chu ichlu mashman v'shum namtakem v'shuchu monos l'ayin nochem lo ki kadesh ha'yom l'adonenu v'al te'yotzu ki chedves Hashem hi mo'uzchem v'hine mikra kadesh m'loshen kruei o'edo v'yachrechein yochlu ha'kruim like guests that are invited. See? That's right. Ramban or Ben Tam, both the same thing. Amazing thing. So, that's the Kedusha Yontif. That's Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. That in Yontif, the mitzvah is that Klal Yisrael has to initiate the day, announce the day, and then they have to respond to the day. Bezdin announces it and creates it, and Klal Yisrael responds to it. That's Mikra Kodesh. Totally different concept. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Shvisa on Yom Tov must be under that response, as a response to the Bezdin's announcement. That's the framework. And if he doesn't have that in mind, he's not Mekayim Mikra, he's not Mekayim the Shvisa, he's not Mekayim the Shvisa on Yom Kippur. It's not over. He didn't violate Bekum Vasei, but he was Mevatel B'Yadayim, but he was Mevatel the Mitzvah. Yeah, that's correct. It would seem so. If Klal Yisrael did not do it, then there would be. In other words, let's say, if Klal Yisrael would not do it, then a yachid couldn't do it. A yachid couldn't do it. A yachid couldn't do it. Because that's what the Ramban says. It has to be done b'tzibur b'farhesya. B'tzibur b'farhesya. It's an interesting thing. Amazing Ramban. Amazing Ramban. Tefillah. That's why according to the Ramban, you really, you can't go away for vacation on Yantif. Shabbos, you can. On Yantif, you'll be missing in the if you're not with a minyan, you're missing, Mikrei Kodesh. Mikrei Kodesh. What? No, it means with me at least one tefillah. It doesn't say every tefillah. But at least one tefillah is the key to the rest. You see, that's one tefillah. So, what? Based by the calendar, so you don't need best. Okay, today it goes by the cheshbon. So the cheshbon calls it out. The cheshbon calls. That's machlokes Rambam and Ramban. But basically, today is by the cheshbon. But if no one would, it's still, the cheshbon is still, you have to respond. You have to respond to the cheshbon. So if nobody would do it, Yachid would not have a kid. And the Kiddush HaChodesh renders you, the Kiddush HaChodesh or the Kviyas HaYom renders you a Koru, you see, and you have to respond. That's whether it's the Cheshbon or whether it's Bezen, that's something. That's going to the Rambam, it's Exeris Kosov. That's the Shalob is Manabayas, it's Alpiya Cheshbon. And according to the Ramban, it's responding to the original Kviyas. But whatever, it doesn't matter. That's Mekadosh Yisrael Vazman. So that's the idea. That's Rabbeinu. That's Rabbeinu Tam and Ramban. Both say the same thing. It's an amazing thing. All right, so now that's a framework at least. You have a framework for the Machlokes Tanaim that we have. So now how do you define the Machlokes Tanaim between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva? Okay, now you can see what the difference is. You know, it's like Ramses and Kiddush HaChodesh. If you didn't have any plus on Eretz Yisrael, he says, Cholila Lakel Lasos. But then you wouldn't have any antithesis. Certain things are contingent. But that's not the point. What is the machlokes? Before you go that far, just take the first logical step. What's the first step? First simple step. You're going too far. The question, there's a Kedushas Hayom of Mikra Kodesh. Then there's this malacha. But there's a concept of Mikra Kodesh, which means that Klal Yisrael has to demonstrate the idea of Yantif, that it's a Mikra Kodesh. Okay? Then there's this malacha. But the question is, what is the vehicle through which Klal Yisrael demonstrates the aspect of Mikra Kodesh on Yantif? Remember we said that that's our Ben and Thomas Ramban. What are the idea? The idea is that Yantif is different than Shabbos. In Yantif, you're responding to an invitation, okay? It's mikra, like a krua, right? So what is the vehicle that demonstrates that kedushas hayom of mikra kodesh? So according to Rabbi Elazar, what's the vehicle? What? The vehicle that demonstrates mikra kodesh. I see it's malacha. According to Rabbi Akiva, what is it? What? The Amira. That's the Machlokes. Right? You must demonstrate the concept of Mikra Kodesh. You understand me? Mikra Kodesh is something which is an attribute of the Kedusha Sayyom of Yantif. And you have to demonstrate it. It can't just be dormant. You see, as Rabbeinu Tam says. And the Ramban, it can't be dormant. It must be demonstrable via Klal Yisrael. So the question is, what is the vehicle that they use to demonstrate the Mikra Kodesh? So according to Rabbi Loza, what's the vehicle? What's the vehicle? Shvisam and Malacha. Because that's what he says, right? He says, Shabbason is what is Kedushayam, right? And Mikroi Kodesh is Shvisam and Malacha. So how does Klal Yisrael demonstrate the response to the Kviyas of Beis Din? How did they demonstrate according to Rabbi Elazar? Everybody shows malacha. Okay. According to Rabbi Akiva, how is it demonstrated? Like the Ramban says, by the whole klal is nesaf to the bate kneisios and bate midrashos and then the mispahol. Okay, on the mitzvah of a shevach lakeil. So the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva is a machlokes. What is the mikra kodesh? Is the mikra kodesh demonstrated by Klal Yisrael by the fact that everybody is a shoveis, or is the institution of mikra kodesh come about? The key of mikra kodesh come about through tefillah. That's really the machlokes, right? Am I right? Just define it, just plain. You're right. That's right. And that is true because that's the reason why Rabbi Akiva rejects Rabbi Elazar's approach. That's the reason why he rejects it. So Rabbi Akiva didn't object. There's two things in the Machlokes. One is why, the cause of the Machlokes, and then there's the outcome of the Machlokes. Because you don't just argue about this, and there's no outcome, so what are you arguing about? I mean, just to argue about Hayadrasha, Hayadarshan, that's not Chazal, don't argue against such things. It has to be halach, has to be a difference, right? My nafkamina, what's the difference? Okay? So the reason Rabbi Akiva objects or rejects Rabbi Loza's approach is because he says Shabbosan is Rishon. That's primary. Primary is Shishma Malacha, so the Pasuk should be referring to that. So therefore, he says the Mikra Kodesh has to refer to what? Tanira. He says, that's my proof that I'm right, that the demonstration of Mikra Kodesh comes about through Tila, Bitsibo, like the Ramban says. You see? That's the reason why he says it. In other words, he didn't say it because he happens to hold that Mikra Kodesh is more appropriately expressed through Tefillah than through Shvisma Malacha. He's not voicing his opinion on that. He can go either way. But he says you have to be guided by the Pasuk. Okay? So he says, yeah, you have to be guided by proper methods of dashing the Pasuk, of analyzing the Pasuk. He says, if you analyze the Pasuk properly, he says, you see, it's the reverse. You see? But that's the Tamadavar. That's why they argue. You see, but what's the substance of their argument? What ultimately do they argue about? What they argue about is what? Is the question of where do you manifest the Kedusha of Mikra Kodesh. The institution of Mikra Kodesh must be manifest. The difference between the two would be, can you go away on vacation? Biyochid on Yantav. According to Rebbe Elazar, you can, because if it's Shrisa Mimalacha as the manifestation, so wherever you are, you're Shavis Mimalacha. That's intrinsically a manifestation. But if it's Tfila and Amira, so then there's no manifestation. If you mispal biyachid, you're mispal. So then you must gather the Bate Knesios to say Shevach Lakeil, like Ramban says. You see, that would be the difference between the two. But that's the Machlokes. Okay. Shabboson. That's referring to Tfilah. You know, as he holds that Shabboson, but that you can say biyachid. In other words, if the Shabboson is the Amiras Kedusha Sayom, the Lifnei Hashem of the Amiras Kedusha Sayom via the institution of Tefillah, you see, so that you can do by yourself. That's not the Mikra Kodesh. That's not the Kim of the Mikra Kodesh. According to him, the Mikra Kodesh is expressed through the fact that you're Shoveis Mimalacha because you were called upon to be Shoveis Mimalacha. You're responding to the announcement of the Bezdin. Okay, to the invitation of the best. You see, that's the difference. You see the difference? There is a big difference. It's not just machlokes. It's a difference. Okay, it'd be a practical difference for halacha. Whether you can go away biyachid, whether you can be biyachidus on Yom Tov, according to Rebbe Elazar, you could, because the mikra kodesh is long, right? You know, you follow? Yeah. What? Shvis is not, it's not Sibur friend. Shvis is an individual thing. It's an individual thing. Yeah. Mikra Kodesh, if it's through Tefillah, then there must be a demonstration, like the Ramban says, of the Farhesia, that the whole call comes to the base of Knesset to be mispalled together, to be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Apparently, it's halacha, in that case, B'yachad, you can't do it really. Because the kiyum is that the whole kol is berovam hadras melach. It It means that it has to be done with the entire arm. He says, "La'askir shvachah shamakom." So that shvachah is yeah. So shvachah, yeah, one person's not going to do it. One person's not going to do it. One person, biyachad, you can't do it. Biyachad is not. There's no key in biyachad of mikraykar. This is what Ramban says. Interesting Ramban. But the Ramban is based. That's the machlokes. The only thing that's funny is what? No, it would come out. A strange thing. That the Rabbeinu Tam is like Rabbi Lazar, and Rashi and the Ramban are like Rabbi Akiva. That's the only thing. The Rabbeinu Tam. It comes out that the Rabbeinu Tam is really is like Rabbi Lazar. Raya for Agamar, Rabbi Akiva, is just like Rashi and the Ramban. It's a funny Rabbeinu Tam. I don't understand Rabbeinu Tam really, because the Rabbeinu Tam says it's not the rice. I mean. It's an open Gemara. It's a machlokes of 11 and Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbeinu Tam. This Gemara is like Rashi. I saw also the take what Tarat Mima mentions. Tarat Mima just mentions briefly. He says a raya from this Gemara to Rashi. But he's right. It is true. I don't know what Rabbeinu Tam is doing. But they have the same underlying concept. Rabbeinu Tam is interesting because he has the same underlying concept. But he sees that he's going like Rabbi Lazar. Because he's saying that lo karo mikra kodesh by Yom Kippurim. He says, what does it mean? It means he was just misatzel and didn't do malacha, but he didn't abstain because of the mikra kodesh. So he's learning that's really Rabbi Lazar, that the mikra kodesh is niskayim through what? Yeah, through shvisim malacha. But the Rabbi Kiva doesn't know that way. We all like Rabbi Kiva. It's an interesting thing. Not that you need kavana. It's not the pshat that you need. It has nothing to do with mitzvah strichas kavana. That's a separate thing. This has to do with the very nature of the shvisa. The shvisa has to be in response to something. That's the nature of the shvisa. If you don't have kavana, that's not the shvisa. It lacks in the shvisa, according to Rabbeinu Tam. It's not a matter of kavana. Kavana sa'odom. It means that that's no shvisa. You understand that? The shvisa is in response to the, it's a different kind of shvisa. So if you don't know what you're doing, you just haphazardly doing it. That's not the shvisa. It lacks in the shvisa. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. It's hard to say according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to Ramban, or according to Rabbeinu Tam, even the shvisa. It's hard to say that if the person just doesn't know the lumbus of the beznin and just keeps yontif, that it's not Makayim Mikra Kodesh. It means he knows he's doing it, because whatever yontif, whatever Torah says yontif is, that's it. So that's not. Rabbeinu Tam only excludes the Mesatzel. So that's meaning. That's what Ramban emphasizes before Hesia. He says that Lashon before Hesia. It has to be Nikah. Can't just be davening. What kind of Mikra Kodesh? It looks like every other day. There's no difference. You know, that's true. What Eli mentions is true. Even according to Rabbi Lazar seemed to be, Rabbeinu Tam seemed to have difficulties with Rabbi Lazar Shabbosim. Anyways, but that's a separate, and I'm just mentioning he comes out in the Mikra Kodesh component exactly like Rabbi Lazar. Asmachta. Asmachta, yeah. Could be Rabbeinu Tam learns it's an Asmachta, and the real Mikra Kodesh is really, the Shvisim HaMalacha. That could be. Alright, but certainly Rashi has what to defend himself with. I mean, but that really has nothing to do with. You see, that has nothing to do with the I don't know what Rebbe. I don't know. Why Rebbe darshan smichas aparshis, and what is the smichas aparshis? It's a funny guy. But I mean, we don't know how to darshan it. But you see, but Rebbe Yossi just said you don't have to make in it tzorach. It means you have to make recourse to a limud of smichas aparshis when it's a primary. Yeah, it's that's beferish of sefshat in the pasuk. See, yuviyom sumchaschem v'moadechem is not talking about the tkiyas and Rosh Hashanah. Yuviyom sumchaschem v'moadechem v'rasha yichatshechem eskatem b'chatzotzos alo losechem v'al zivchei shalmeichem v'oylechem v'zikon lefnei lekechem nir v'shem lekechem. So what's the answer to that question? No, the answer is that the idea of Zikaron is a constant idea. That means that we should be, our existence should be a reality before God. God doesn't remember. But really, the mashal is, it means that we exist as a reality. So our existence is real. So the thing is, so all he says is from that pasuk, you see in general, that what is it, our existence is intricately, intimately tied to Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Hainoach. It's just not possible. Zebonov. That's what it means. Zebonov V'chor. Anir Hashem L'kecha. Malchus. Without Malchus, there is no Zakar. That's the essence of Klal Yisrael. The essence. Anir Hashem L'kecha. That's the essence of Klal Yisrael. That's what it means, Zebonov. There's no concept. So if Rosh Hashanah is coming to emphasize the theme of Zakarin, and that's the Kedusha Sayom of Zakarin, so it must be Malchus. Has to be. That's what he means. It's a bunah. It's a bunah. Excuse me? You see, there's one difference I can tell you like this. You see, according to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, why do you have to say Malchus? Because it's an impossibility otherwise. In other words, there's no need to say it. Because that's just, it's philosophically impossible. So all the Torah has to prescribe is Zichronos, and you know Malchus, because Zikaron is Anir Hashem L'kecha Malchus. It's Banav L'chol Makom. So if the theme of the day is going to be an elaboration of Zichronos, so it's going to have Amiras Malchus. But according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, there was no specific prescription for Amiras Malchus on V'chodesh Hashvi Becha L'chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. There was no specific prescription. All you had is the prescription is Zichronos. So the only prescription that you have in specific is Zichronos. And Malchus is because it's got to be. You see? You understand what I mean? That's that much of a difference we could see. I don't think I'd go beyond that. According to Rebbe, there's a specific prescription for Amiras Malchus because he says from Smichas Aparshus. So what is Rebbe saying? Rebbe demands that there should be a specific prescription for Amiras Malchus on Bachodesh Hashvi. Whereas according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, there isn't. It's all you have is Zichronos. But you know, in general, it's impossible to have Zichronos without Malchus. So the Malchus comes in indirectly. There's no direct tzivui for Malchus. According to Rebbe, Rebbe insisted that there must be a direct tzivui, a direct statement about Malchus per se. That's one difference. Okay? It's implicit. According to Rebbe, that's the machlekes. According to Rebbe, it's implicit. Don't need it. It would be worse to say it because it's understood. And according to Rebbe, you have to have a special requirements, specific requirements. That's the machlokes. I don't know if we go any further.